Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from Sirach. Now I will recall God's works. What I have seen I will describe. At God's word were his works brought into being. They do his will as he has ordained for them. As the rising sun is clear to all, so the glory of the Lord fills all his works. Yet even God's holy ones must fail in recounting the wonders of the Lord. Though God has given these, his hosts, the strength to stand before him firm before his glory. He plumbs the depths and penetrates the heart. Their inmost being he understands. The Most High possesses all knowledge and sees from old the things that are to come. He makes known the past and the future and reveals the deepest secrets. No understanding does he lack. No single thing escapes him. Perennial is his almighty wisdom. He is from all eternity one and the same, with nothing added, nothing taken away, no need of a counselor for him. How beautiful are all his works, even to the spark and fleeting vision. The universe lives and abides forever. To meet each need, each creature is preserved. All from them differ, one from the other, yet none of them has he made in vain. For each in turn, as it comes, is good. Can one ever see enough of their splendor? This first reading, I love. It's just so beautiful because it just talks about how big God is. It talks about all of his works and that all of his works were done with a purpose and they weren't done in vain. That all of his works are completed and they do his will to bring the Lord glory. So everything from the creatures of the earth to the mountains to the stars to the seas, our God is so big that nothing escapes him. And it even says that like the inmost depths, like he plummets to the depths and he penetrates the heart and he like understands our inmost being, that even though he's so big and he's creator of all, he also comes in close and cares about those small details. And this is so beautifully paired with the gospel reading from Mark, where it's the story of Bartimaeus, and Bartimaeus is surrounded by the crowds and Jesus is leaving Jericho with his disciples and this huge crowd is following him. And there's just a short dialogue in the gospel of Mark where Bartimaeus keeps calling out to Jesus, and Bartimaeus is a blind man and he just so badly wants to see, he wants to be healed. And Jesus sees Bartimaeus out of this crowd, out of this large number of people, and he comes in close and he like comes and he heals this blind man. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man replied to him and says, "Master, I want to see." And then Jesus after that responds and says, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." And it just parallels the first reading so well, because the first reading just does such a beautiful job of explaining how vast the Lord is. And then the gospel says, but also Jesus comes in close to us and he cares about the details, that even though there's this huge crowd that can resemble the vastness of God that was described in the first reading, he sees Bartimaeus as a single person and sees his like deepest need that he wants to see. And it kind of reminds me of like whenever I was in like middle school or elementary school, you would see the seniors in high school and you think that they were just so big and that they were like so untouchable. But if you would ever just like pass one in the hallway, or if you would ever like see them and they would just smile at you, you just felt so known in that moment. And that kind of sounds like silly, but it's kind of just like the point of how God can see into us. He can see so far off and distant and like put on this like high platform and so big. But he's kind of like that senior walking down the high hallway who just like was going to like smile at us. Like he comes to Bartimaeus throughout this whole crowd and he smiles at us and he wants to heal us and he's going to see us in our deepest need and our deepest desire. So today, like going forth for the rest of the day, what do you want from the Lord? The truth is that the Lord cares about you. He cares about your deepest need and your deepest desire. Have you brought that to him today? Maybe you've brought it to him in the past, or maybe you haven't brought it to him at all. But today, bring that fresh to him. Knowing that our Father is a Father who provides, knowing that he is the creator of the whole universe and he wants to create something new in you. So what is that one thing you want to bring to the Lord today that you want to ask him for? What is the one thing that you are going to allow him to come in close to your heart so that you can be healed and so that you can allow yourself to be seen? This has been a scripture reflection on Sirach. Again, my name is Megan, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless, and may you have a great day.